Welcome, friend. I am Merit Ansa, your dream coach and host of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. And I believe God has an unfolding plan for your life, a God-shaped dream just for you. But there are mountains to climb between you and that dream, like fear, comparison, imposter syndrome, and what if I mess this up? Or maybe the next right step is just evading you, or you're constantly feeling overwhelmed or stuck. I promise you are not alone. And that's why I'm here, to bring you stories from sisters in Christ who have been there and have made it out on the other end. Stick around and you'll find a new episode every Wednesday morning and once a month a solo where I will coach you through the stages of following our God-shaped dreams and provide fuel for the fire that's already burning in your heart. If you're ready to find some real traction for your dream instead of sitting on the sidelines, subscribe to the show and then meet me back here every week for transformational tools to help you release the lies so you can freely show up in the world with your gifts, leaning on God in your weaknesses, and serving His kingdom with the dream He's given you. Hello to all my beautiful devoted dreamers out there. I have a fantastic interview for you today. Just before we get to that, I wanted to let you know that I'm getting ready to open the doors again for my imposter syndrome course called Dreamers Unleashed, Exchanging Imposter Syndrome for God's Promises. This is a small group curriculum designed to help you tackle the voices that tell you that you don't have what it takes to do the dream and to shut down the fear that holds you back from taking that next step. A lot of people call this imposter syndrome, and it's confronting you at every opportunity where you are most prone to believe the lies of the enemy, and it's keeping the dream God has placed in your heart from coming to reality. I've only hosted this course once a year thus far, and I'm not planning to open it again until 2022. So if you're ready to fight back the lies with the truth of God's promises, specifically as it relates to imposter syndrome, I'd love to have you join me inside this course. It's chock full of live biblical-based teaching, and we'll meet once a week for 6 weeks starting October 1st and going into the first week of November. Yep, I checked the calendar. October has 5 Fridays. Get on the waitlist today. I will be sure to let you know when the doors are ready to open. You can check out some testimonials from former students and join that waitlist at meritansa.com/imposter-syndrome. That's meritansa.com/imposter-syndrome. And now I want to introduce you to today's guest. Jamie Kirshner is the founder and creator of Uncommon Teen, and she's the host of the Uncommon Teen podcast, serving Christian teen girls. Growing up in a small town in Missouri, Jamie longed to have someone guide her through the real life issues that all teen girls have, only she found herself navigating that journey all alone. At the age of 18, through the grace of God, she came to know Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior. After graduating high school, she was serving in camp ministry, where she discovered her passion and purpose for serving teen girls. Jamie now resides outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and has been serving in youth ministry faithfully for over 20 years. If you have struggled with your dream not looking the way you hoped it would, or with feeling like God has asked you to take a leap too big for your abilities, this will be a fantastic episode for you. I've got a few takeaways from this one as usual. Number one, that God calls us into big dreams so that we have to rely on Him. Takeaway number two, how the Bible talks about taking little steps quite often, but never mentions this concept of taking a leap of faith. That's more of something that's been invented by our culture. And then takeaway number three, how telling a trusted friend about your dream is a baby step that anyone can take right now, and how important it is to have a cheerleader for you and your dream. I am so honored to introduce you to Jamie Kirshner and the Uncommon Teen Ministry. Here's my conversation with Jamie. Hey, devoted dreamers, I'm so encouraged to welcome Jamie Kirshner to the podcast today. I met Jamie through my friend Esther Littlefield in her group over on Facebook. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here and
excited to hear about the work that God has put on your heart. And so will you just start us there? Tell us about your God-shaped dream.
So my dream has kind of evolved over the years. Honestly, just who I am and who God created me to be has evolved, like how I've understood who God created me to be has evolved. And so it's kind of fun just to get to watch what God has done in and through me over the course of the years. So I became a Christian when I was 18 years old. And so it was actually the summer after I graduated high school that God spoke to my heart and said I was going to be working with teens. And I had no idea what that was supposed to look like. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And so my thought originally was that I was going to work with inner city kids because I grew up in a home that was very dysfunctional. And so I could really connect with those people who grew up in similar homes to me. And so I thought it was all mission work. And God was just sharing with me that's not quite where he wanted me to be yet. And so I was like, okay, let's do this thing. And so I actually got plugged in at a Christian camp and then later got plugged in at a youth ministry. I've been a part of that youth ministry now for 17 years. But over those years, God just began to work on me and began to heal the hurts and the pains and the things like that I've had in the past. And it's evolved to like God speaking directly to me, telling me that I'm going to be focusing now on teen girls, and it's not mission type work, but it's actually discipleship type work. And so it's been so fun just to get to be a part of what God has in store for my life. And it's changed from like starting the Uncommon Teen ministry to eventually one day we want to own a camp that we can disciple both teen guys and teen girls, my husband and I. And really just make a difference, an impact in this generation who is really hurting right now. And a lot of them don't even know the truth of God's word anymore.
Yeah, that's so cool to just kind of hear that there was a progression. I think that's common, you know, it's not like God opens the door and he's like, here it is, you know? So I wanna ask, what was that like for you? Kind of having a sense that it was going to be one thing and then realizing that he was shifting and molding it along the way to something different.
Honestly, it was a struggle. Yeah. because as a Christian, like whenever I first became a Christian, the church that I was going to, we were very mission oriented, and not that there's anything wrong with missions. It is an amazing thing. But I always thought as a Christian, my calling had to do with reaching the lost, which it does, but I mean like solely reaching the lost. And I really struggled with that because I really felt on my heart that my calling and my purpose was to reach teens that were already Christians. And that was a struggle for me because I was like, why, that's not what my calling should be. My calling should be reaching only those that don't know Christ and leading them to Christ and then just kind of leaving them. But over the years, I realized that even in youth ministries and things like that, when these Christian teens are coming in, they're not really being discipled. And so that was really my heart, was like, I want to disciple these teens so that they can really understand who they are in Christ. And so that they can go out and be the difference makers that God has created them to be. We can't just convert teens into Christians and leave them. We need to teach them right, is that they believe what they believe and help them to go do the same thing and reach those that don't know Christ. And so that was a hard thing for me at first. It was a very big struggle. But once I realized that I'm teaching these teens to go out and reach those people that don't know Jesus, I'm like, okay, so it's kind of like a pastor, how he would talk to Christians and non-Christians, reaching the lost. Pastor's jobs are to build up the church so we can go and reach the lost. It's like, okay, so it's kind of similar. So maybe this is okay.
Absolutely. It's like you're multiplying yourself over and over and over again. And God is doing that. So it's so, it's encouraging to hear you say that it was a struggle, because I think we kind of can come to these conversations and think, well, she always had it figured out. And so it was just easy for her. And I think a lot of us struggle with what is it supposed to be, or it doesn't line up with what we thought. And so,
I feel like sometimes, well, I feel like a lot of times we put God in a box And we say, okay, God can only work this specific way. But the thing about God is he's an Ephesians 3:20 God. He's above and beyond all that we could ever even think of or imagine or desire or dream. And so I think that's where we get stuck. And that's why the struggle is so real, because we put God in this box, like, okay, well, everybody else who's doing my calling is doing it like this, so I have to do it like this. But God's saying, no, I called you specifically to do something different. And so I think that's where that struggle really takes place from.
Yeah. And I mean, wouldn't we be so disappointed if our God actually fit into that box?
Yeah.
You know, the little box exactly. that we make for him.
Exactly.
Well, tell us more about Uncommon Teen and the things. I know you're launching new things and just kind of learning along the way. Tell us kind of some of the details of it for anyone listening who may have a teen.
Absolutely. Okay, so the Uncommon Teen Ministry is really geared towards Christian teen girls, and I want to help them to really truly discover their identity in Christ, so that they can overcome insecurities, because it's when we know who we are in Christ that those insecurities will begin to fall away and they are able to become what I call God confident. It's not confident in who they are, but it's in God, it's confidence in who God has created them to be. And from there, they get to walk out their God-given purpose. And so that is the sole purpose of Uncommon Teen. I started my podcast, the Uncommon Teen podcast, in January of this year, 2021. And really, I want to talk to teen girls about real issues that they're facing every single day and how they can overcome those issues in a way that stays true to who they are and who God created them to be. Because so many times we hear things like bullying or friendships or toxic friendships or whatever, and we hear them from like the world standards, but it doesn't really fit who we are as Christians. And so I want to help them as Christians to really know how they can navigate these fields and these issues that they're trying to overcome. And then from there, I have the God Confident Girls course. And this and the podcast, honestly, were really launched out of the shutdown of 2020. And yeah. it was that moment, like I said, I've been in youth ministry for 17 years this year. And so that first night, that Wednesday night, it was Tuesday where we found out we weren't going to be able to have church. And that Wednesday night was the first night that we hadn't had youth ministry in 16 years. And it broke my heart. And I was like, God, how can I reach these teens when I can't even see them? And that was where the podcast was birthed out of. And the God Confident Girls course was birthed out of, was like, this is a place where I can reach teens across the world, really, and disciple them and help them to grow, even if we're in a shutdown and we can't be with one another person to person. And so that's really where the heart of these came from. And so it's been just such a blessing and such an honor. Last year, I also got to publish my first devotional for teen girls. I am not a fan of devotionals when parents come to me and they would ask me, you know, what's your favorite devotional for teen girls? I would say the Bible, because I really want them to get into the Bible. I feel like a lot of times teens, they live off of devotionals and they don't ever get their Bible out and read the Bible. And I heard a statistic that was really alarming. And it said something like 78% of teens have not even opened a Bible. And that was like, it just really lit a fire under me. Like, okay, I want these teens to not just live off of devotions, but to have a devotion that helps them get into the Bible, to understand the Bible even better, but have them read it for themselves. And so that's where that devotional came from. And so it's been just such an honor to get to be used by God.
Oh, that's really cool. I love how everything that you're talking about is just like a vehicle. So if 2020 hadn't happened the way that it had, you would be doing something different, but you would still be kind of on this track of pouring into young girls. And that's great. It's so encouraging to watch someone say yes over and over and over again. So if you had just like 5 minutes to teach one thing you've learned in following this dream and saying those yeses, even when you weren't sure, what would you teach us from what you've learned?
There's so many different things. One is just really really just truly understanding who you are in Christ. I think it's where it starts from. It's just knowing who it is that God says about you and not believing the lies of this world. And then also knowing that when God calls you, it's not going to be small. He doesn't call you to do small things, because if he called you to do small things, you could do it on your own without his help. And God wants to be there. He wants you to be his support, because he is going to call you to do big things so that you can rely on him. And I love that, you know, it's not my ability, it's not my talents and my gifts that God has to use to get this message out to this world. It's my availability. It's me being available for God to say, you know what? I need somebody to do this. Will you be open to do it? And if it was something small that he called me to, you know, I might do it. I might not do it. I might just kind of brush it off. Like, it's not really important. But I think when he calls us to do something big and we have to rely on him, it makes us take a step back, and it just humbles us. And it says, okay, God, if you called me to do this, I know it's you, because there's no way that I would ever do this on my own. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing that I just want to encourage, is like, you know, just be available for God to use you. When he tells you to do something, as long as it lines up with the Bible, it's, you know, it's probably God telling you. But when he tells you to do something, trust him and step out and do it, because it is incredible what he will do through you. This podcast is something that I have had on my heart for 3 years now. And I have told myself that I was not good enough. I didn't know enough. There's no way that I could do something like this. And I held myself back. And on that day when we didn't have youth ministry and it just broke my heart, that was the kick that I needed. That said, you know what, I really felt like God was sharing with me that when I was holding myself back, I'm not just holding myself back, I'm holding these teen girls back from who they can be, because I'm not getting out there and sharing my message. And so even if you feel like an imposter, even if you feel like you don't know enough, or there's not, all these things don't line up so perfectly, trust God, because he opens the doors and he leads you to exactly where you need to be at the right time. And he introduces you to the right people that you need to be introduced to at the right time. And it's just trust. And I think that's what it really boils down to, is just trusting God that he's got you in this.
I agree with you 100% on that. That we were talking, I think before I hit record, that, you know, you've had several thousand downloads now that you can measure in your podcast, and yet you have no idea what you did right to make that happen, right? And it's like, oh, okay, so God has this, you know. Like, I just love what you said about that just wasn't about me. So yeah, super encouraging. I feel like it's too kind of one of the difficult things to talk about, of like, well, just trust God. You know, like, well, how do I do that if I'm having trouble doing it? So I'd love to hear for you, like, you know, once you had that moment of heartbreak, what was the next even baby step that you took to figure out what to do next?
Well, for me, I am a thinker. So I I'm a researcher. I like to go out there and like figure it out. And so my next step really was, I work with a business coach, and so I talked to him about what my dream is, and he already knew. He knew that I should be doing it 3 years before. I've been working with him for 3 years. And so he was excited to see that I came. But I think just really getting out there and telling somebody that holds you accountable. And I think that's really where it needs to start, because when we choose to trust God, and it's a choice on whether or not we're going to trust God. When we choose to trust God, we have to make that next right choice. And we have to take that next right step. And whatever that next right step is, for me, it was, I needed to reach out to him and say, okay, this is going to happen because you're going to hold me accountable to doing this. And just having that person saying, you know what, I'm cheering you on, you've got this. And so God just lined everything up so perfectly. I found out about Esther's podcast in a weekend course. And I was like, okay, I know nothing about podcasts. I don't know where to even start. I knew not a thing. I listened to podcasts. That's all I knew. And just listening to that and just really getting the basics. It was nothing more than just the basics. And that's where I started. And God's like, because you chose to trust, I've got it from here. And that was such a humbling thing. It was, I'm honored that God would use me in a way like this.
So encouraging. And I love what you said about just telling somebody, because sometimes that can be the hardest part. Like, I don't even know how to put words to this thing, or, you know, maybe it's not a podcast for someone listening and it's something else, but you haven't quite figured out what that is yet. And so you don't know until you try it. And having that person that's going to be like, hey, have you done that yet? Helpful and hard.
Tell somebody that is going to encourage you and help you to know, yes, like see things from God's point of view. I think that's huge, mm-hmm, because if you just tell anybody, you know, like Joseph in the Bible, who told his brothers his dream, they probably weren't the best people for him to tell that dream, mm-hmm, to. And it got him into a whole lot of trouble. And so just making sure that the people that you talk to are people that are going to encourage you in the Lord, and they're Christians, they understand where you're coming from. I think that's huge, because if I were to tell just some random person in the world who didn't know Jesus my dream, they would be like, yeah, you're crazy.
Right. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. And so just having somebody on your side that really will cheer you on, I think is huge. I think it's somebody that you can go to. And you were talking about, you know, I don't even know what my next step is sometimes, but having those people, you can have those conversations with them. Let's bounce some ideas off of each other. Let's talk to each other. Let's help me figure this out, because I've got it in my head and I don't know how to get it out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's all jumbled in the head. If it just stays up there, I'm a thinker too. It's like, what am I going to do with all of this information in my brain? What else, like, kind of once you launched the podcast in January, and then you had these other ideas for other resources or vehicles for your dream, what other like fears or struggles did you face as you continued to say yes again and again?
With the podcast, honestly, the thing that held me back the most over those 3 years, even though I knew I needed to do it, was I was afraid that I was not going to be consistent. I was afraid that I was going to fail, and not that I was going to fail myself, but I was going to fail those who were listening. But then also I was afraid of success. And I was afraid, like, once I got there, like, am I able to maintain it? And it's in those moments I have to realize that God is my source, not me. And so if he takes me to that place of success, he's going to sustain me in that place of success. It's not going to be, and I think too, just knowing that, just remembering that it's God that is the reason why I'm there. I think that's huge, because if I were to say, you know, this is all me and become prideful, that success isn't going to last long. And just making sure that, you know, when I'm there, just like making sure I'm still giving the glory to God, because it's not me who's doing it. If I looked at my past and all the dysfunction that I grew up with, there's no way that I should be here talking to thousands of teens. I didn't become a Christian until I was 18. So there's no way I should be talking to teens about how to be a Christian, because I wasn't one. So it's only by the grace of God that I can even be here where I am today.
Yeah, and isn't that such a trick from the enemy, who is going to take our past and all the things that we know about who we were before, and he's going to say, oh, look, you are unqualified. And if we keep our eyes and our ears there, we're never going to say yes. We're going to, you know, get stuck in that cycle of just misunderstanding who God made us to be, because we're listening to the wrong voice.
Yeah.
Have you kind of found some like spiritual practices or disciplines to help you just keep reminding yourself of truth as you're trying to be one that's sending it out into the world to others?
Well, my relationship with God is most important. It's key to everything. And I actually do have a vision board, but my vision board does not look like most people's vision boards. My vision board is actually verses that I pulled out of the Bible on different areas. So like I said, I have the Uncommon Teen Ministry. And so I have verses that I pray over it every single day. That is on my vision board. That is what I want to see. And so I keep that in front of me. We have the dream of opening a camp one day. So that's on my vision board with verses and the vision that we have for that. And so that's really where it begins. That's in my prayer time in the mornings. I go over that vision board and I pray those verses and I talk to God about them. And I just, there's a verse in 2 Kings that I recently found that says, basically, this is my paraphrased version of it. It says, "Lord, I trust you. I'm holding fast to you. As I keep your word, you're with me. Thank you for prospering me." And so like, those are the things that I look towards every single day and saying, "Lord, I'm trusting you." We've got one up there where we believe that my husband he owns his own business and we want to transition him eventually into the ministry, to the camp ministry that we want to start. And so we have that up there and we have our vision. And so like, my vision board looks different than most people's, but it's helping me to stay grounded and focused on what God says about me. And so that's probably one of the biggest things that really helps me every single day to stay focused on the big goal, the big dreams that God has placed in our hearts.
How long have you done that practice?
Probably since like 2015. So about 6 years now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I think I ask about spiritual disciplines because I always want to know, like, you know, what habits have people been able to stick with? Because I think we hear like, have your quiet time, be in the word. It's like, well, yeah, I know that. But what does that look like practically in the life that I'm living today? And how do I be consistent at that and not give up because it didn't go right 3 days in a row or whatever? And so for having done that for, what is that? It's like 6 years now. Like, it's, you have muscle memory. You probably have this like, well, this is just what I do. It's just the next thing that I do. And God has been obviously building into you that just trust in him and his word and what he says. So that's really cool. You might have to snap a picture of that vision board for us. Yeah, I mean, I know it's all probably a lot of little words, but I like that idea. Instead of like, oh, it's this Pinterest, it has to look perfect. It's like, no, it's God's word is what changes us.
So. Yes. Yes. I used to have a vision board like that. And to me, it's clutter. So I was like, I can't have a vision board like that. So I just started focusing on different areas of my life that I needed to focus on every single day. I have like healing verses up there. And I have like, I mean, just different things that I speak over my family. And I have verses I pray over my kids every single day. And the youth ministry. And so just the different areas that my vision, I want my vision to just grow stronger and just see those verses come to life in my family and what I'm doing. And so, yeah.
What is another one of those verses that you feel like really speaks to your heart about persevering through the stream?
Oh goodness. There are so many. You know, I'm trying to think. One thing that I pray every single day, the very first thing that I pray every single day, I get up, I pray Psalm 118:24. I totally lost it. That this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that is the very first thing that I pray every single day. And then the next thing I pray is Proverbs 37:23 that says, you know, that God, he guides my steps and he delights in my way. And so that's really how I start my day off. And really that's the foundation to everything I do is I pray, starting out praying over my day and what I expect over my day and what God has said over my day and just knowing that he's going to lead and guide me. That's where it all begins.
I love just having scripture read over me. And so I always like to share that with my listeners too. So thank you for sharing what's been touching your heart. Jamie, talk a little bit about where people can find you, how they can learn more about what your dream is offering, especially for those who may have teen girls in their lives.
Well, you can learn more about what I do and the things I have to offer on my website at www.uncommonteen.com. Uncommon Teen, it comes from Acts 4:13, where it talks about Peter and John and how they were just common men, but the crowd had marveled at them because they could tell that they had been with Jesus. And so that's where the Uncommon Teen Ministry comes from. So you can find more information at uncommonteen.com. my podcast is called The Uncommon Teen Podcast, a podcast for Christian teen girls. And I am available. The podcast is available on every major platform. So you can find me on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcast. You can find that podcast anywhere.
Awesome. And so really for teen girls of any age, like, is there a particular age that girls start listening to your show?
Not really. Really just teen girls of any age. And actually, even my son has listened in a couple times and he says, you know, these aren't necessarily for teen girls because God's word is for everybody. And so I've had adults, moms write into me and say, you know, I've learned so much from these. I can't wait for my daughter to hear. And so it's really for teen girls, 13 to 18 is who I'm kind of targeting, like some of the challenges that they're facing as they walk through this life. But it's things that it's principles from God's word that we can all learn from. So
absolutely. I listened to one this morning that I was like, yeah, thank you again for pouring into my heart as a mom of girls who will one day be teens. Yeah. Well, Jamie, it's really fun to hear about you just taking those steps of faithfulness, saying yes, doing hard things that you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to trust God that he's got this and he's going to lead me. Would you kind of close us out sharing just the transformation that you've seen God make in your life as you have said yes to this God-shaped dream?
One of the biggest transformations that I've seen God make in my life was whenever I became a Christian. I was painfully shy, and I say painfully because I hated the way that I was. I had a very hard time talking to people. Even doing a podcast like this would have not ever happened back in those days. I had so many insecurities that I was facing, and as I walked the journey of just choosing to trust God in the moment and saying yes to him, even when it started with camp ministry and I wasn't like a counselor or a worship leader or anything like glorifying, not that you would glorify me anyway, but I was a camp cook, and just saying yes to little things like that. And then saying yes to youth ministry. I've been at the youth ministry that I'm in for 17 years. I am not a youth pastor. My husband is not a youth pastor. We are volunteers, and we have volunteered our time for over 17 years. You know, it's not in like the big positions, but it's in just saying yes in the small things, how God just transformed my life and just said, he's brought so many people into my life that just helped me to go to that next level where I needed to be. And so no matter where you're at today, you know, wherever you're starting, if there are insecurities that you're facing, just say yes to what that next thing that God is saying to you. And he's not going to take you too far, too fast. He's going to take you just a little bit. He's going to help you to develop and to grow your character so that you can go on to that next step. He's not going to take you to a place where you're not prepared to go, because then you'll fail. And he doesn't want you to fail. He wants you to win. Our God, I love in John 10:10 where it says, Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And so he's going to take you on those steps. And, you know, people talk about taking leaps of faith, but the Bible actually doesn't talk about leaps of faith. It talks about steps. And so that's what God is doing. He's not going to take you on a huge leap where it's going to mess everything up if there's nothing under you when you land. He's going to take you on that next step, and he's going to continue to grow who you are on the inside so that you're prepared to go even further to that next step. And so know that when you trust God, he's got you in this, and he's there with you, walking with you every step of the way.
Did you hear her say she felt like she wasn't good enough or she didn't know enough? If that voice feels all too familiar to you, you're not going to want to miss my course, Dreamers Unleashed, where we tackle imposter syndrome head on with God's word and a community of his women by your side. Get on the waitlist today because I'm opening the doors later this month. Sign up at meritonsa.com/imposter-syndrome.